sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second hour here on this terrific Tuesday 9/9/25 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us as usual in this time slot, Ian Murphy over at the Iron Pig Smokehouses in Gaylord. Yes, smokehouses. We have two now, two locations for you guys. Good morning, Ian.
Good morning, Chuck and Randy.
Hey, I wanted to get your opinion real quick. I got a call this morning as I was prepping for the show. Kyle Malin, the owner of MERS News Service, editor there in the area of Lansing, the news subscription that he puts out, had me answer some political pundit questions. It was Political Pundit Monday that he wanted to get up there on the website. And he asked me specifically about the governor's race, upcoming Mackinac Republican Leadership Conference is a week from this Friday, the 19th and 20th on Mackinac Island. And he's like, What, you know, with all the guys that are running, who do you think really needs to stand out at this conference, win the straw poll and actually, you know, look like the front runner? And I said, Mayor Mike Duggan. And he's like, oh, wait a minute, he's not a Republican. And I said, I know. But he's the one that should be there because technically, based on a lot of his positions, other than supporting ranked choice voting, that's stupid and it's got to go. But I said all his other things that he's done in Detroit and all the things he wants to do for the state, he sounds like a dang Republican. He should show up at the conference. What's your perspective on that?
My friend, you said it. He sounds like a Republican. He is a trans independent. That's all he is. There's a reason why he's running as an independent, and in my opinion, he's running away from the Democrats in this state. And when you look at his record in Detroit, look, man, they have the third highest crime rate in the country. He stood for the lockdowns. He stood for the mandates. He stood for all that nonsense. So I don't want to hear any Republican talking about Mayor Mike Duggan is potentially the nominee for the Republicans in this state. Get out of here with that nonsense. I had a conversation with a friend of mine who owns another radio station the other day, actually a week or so ago now, and he's like, oh, I don't know, there's some good things coming out of Mike Duggan. Stop it. Everybody stop it. This guy is a Democrat. He's not a Republican. He doesn't do anything even remotely Republican. So all the Republicans need to stop flapping their mouths about a Democrat being the nominee and or governor again. Just stop. The answer to that question should be, if it's a real Republican at this conclave up in Mackinac Island, which I have issues with in and of itself, you couldn't get more elitist with having this conference on Mackinac Island. Give me a break. I've complained about this for years and years and years. This looks so ridiculous. It is the single most expensive place to go and visit in this state. So we're now going to go have a conference up there again. It's just, I can't believe it. It just shows how out of touch all politicians in this state are when they continually go back to Mackinac Island. Give me a break. Eric Nesbitt is the guy that needs to show up at that conference and get his name out there more. He's not my most, I don't have a favorite necessarily, but right now Eric Nesbitt seems like he's got the connections and is saying the right things, at least in my neighborhood. He's probably the guy that needs to get his name out there a bit more this week or that weekend.
Yes. Excellent response. We're going to talk about it. Got a couple of text messages from the listeners about what you just said. And I'm going to explain why I said what I said to Kyle Malin. So, good conversation going with Ian Murphy, the owner of the Iron Pig Smokehouses. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
By Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's good words, positive thinking, and daily pep talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the Good Words book by Rick Randall.
Nathan Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith and Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey, everybody, welcome back in to the show. Ian, the main reason I gave that answer and even went further to say that he's running a very smart, strategic campaign. He's not going to run in the Communist Democratic primary in August, saving all his money for November as an independent, and has done some really good things in Detroit, like, for example, Grand Central Station. They renovated that, different things that have gone on in the city of Detroit, even though it's Dan Gilbert and his money that's been doing it. But my point is this. I even went so far to say that I think he's going to be the next governor of the state of Michigan if the Republicans don't get their act together and get a good businessman candidate to run for governor. I don't see it happening. And if this is what we got to pick from, I'm sorry, but Eric Nesbitt should not have been the Senate minority leader. He had absolutely an opportunity to do so many things to stand up for the Republicans, to stand up to the Democrats, and he didn't do it because he's thinking about running for governor next year. He's been a very ineffective, in my opinion, minority leader in the state Senate, and he's a politician. I'm just sick and tired of politicians running for governor, and John James, number one, shouldn't even be running. He should run for the 10th re-election. And agreed. This Mike Cox, been there, done that. I'm just sick and tired. You know, I'm tired of the field, dude. I want some fresh blood. And I was hoping to make a statement enough to catch people's attention and go, Trucker's right. If we don't get a good candidate, Mike Duggan could actually win this dang thing.
Yeah, you're not wrong. I do agree with that assessment. You know, and with regards to Eric Nesbitt. Again, I'm not saying I'm voting for him if it were happening tomorrow.
Right.
I'm just saying, and furthermore, I do agree with you about the businessman part, and I have thought that for a really, really long time for obvious reasons. The politicians that we've had come through the governor's seat, they're just it's same thing, different day, right? It's rewarding all their friends. What I have found out with having these discussions with various senators, and I agree, Eric has not been that effective in the Senate. But it is important to remember, it's tough to be effective in this Senate as it sits right now because there's an empty seat in the 35th. Hopefully that gets filled soon. But what I am finding out is that for anything to get done in this state, whoever sits in that governor's chair needs to be able to hit the ground running on day one or day minus one, like Trump did. Trump got going as soon as he won that election. He started putting his cabinet together. He started doing all these things. I mean, do you think Doge just came out of nowhere? So,
right. Yeah, the reason he had all that stuff lined up.
Yeah. The reason why I wouldn't say I'm leaning, but I mentioned somebody like an Eric Nesbitt is because he has been there and he does have many connections. Now, if they're the right connections, I can't say. All I know is he's one of the guys I've spoken to that is running, and he has been engaged with me on things about the solar and wind stuff, Public Act 233. He was just here a week or so ago. Yep. We had a great conversation about that. And obviously, all the other stuff that's going on with the wage stuff that happened earlier in the year. I literally was on the phone with him and Michelle Hoytenga at 10 o'clock at night as they were trying to get this thing passed through the Senate. You know, so I take your point, and I hope people do as well, that if there isn't a better candidate or these candidates we have now don't step up in a different fashion, I do take your point that Duggan could be the next governor. I do. And I don't know if we're going to get any more candidates or not. You know, people have asked me to run. I don't think that's going to happen at all.
Well, here's the point. Because a lot of people, one of the questions he asked me was about Carla Wagner, the founder and now doing it for a second time statewide, going around getting signatures to get rid of property taxes in the state of Michigan, mm-hmm. announcing she's now running for governor and is actively having her volunteers collect signatures not only for Ask My Tax, but you know for her petition for governor. Had a conversation with her yesterday. And she goes, Randy, I have been a business owner for 50 years. I have done taxes, personal income taxes and corporate taxes for years out of my home. I'm a licensed real estate broker. She said, I haven't sold a house to a person younger than 35 in 5 years. She's averaging between $6 to $8 million a year in sales, real estate sales. Nobody, nobody younger than 35 has bought a house from her in 5 years. She said, I have answers and solutions for every single thing, and they refuse to look at X My Tax, what it would do for the state, what it would do for businesses. I mean, you own a building now. You have the South Pavilion. How much are your property taxes on the pavilion? As a restaurant, as outdoor venue that you have there, how much are your annual property taxes?
Yeah, I mean, I can't even answer that question right now. They're a lot.
And if that was eliminated, how many fewer meals and beers would you have to serve in order to not have to pay those property taxes? What would it do for your business, for your cash flow, for the amount of money you'd be able to pay your employees? I mean, reinvest and grow it, you know? And I'm like, guys, we got to think outside the box. If we don't, Duggan might end up winning this thing. And like you say, he's a trans independent. He's a fake independent. He's a communist Democrat all day long.
Well, and listen, the other thing is, anybody that's claiming to be, there's no such thing as independent. There just isn't. You know, I used to kind of say that I'm independent, but there really is no such thing as independent. You just can't be. And unfortunately, it seems that the Libertarian Party is sort of going that way as well. They don't have much leadership. They go in different directions. They're severely disorganized, severely underfunded. You know, so I don't even consider myself an actual libertarian. I say small L libertarian anymore, but it's just kind of to the point where my fear is that people are so simple, and I don't mean this in a derogatory way, but the reason why John James is polling at the top right now is name recognition only. And that's what I mean by the electorate being simple. We just hear a name, we go, oh, yeah, that guy. I know that guy's name. Yeah, that guy.
Well, he ran for U.S. Senate twice.
I'm afraid that's what's going to happen again.
He ran for U.S. Senate twice, lost both times. Finally, you know, ran for Congress, got elected easily in the 10th District, got reelected. And it's like, okay, stay there. I know you're living in Grand Rapids. Your kids are going to private schools in Grand Rapids. You don't even live in the district anymore. But our Constitution does not require residency. He can live anywhere he wants in the state and still be a congressman from Michigan. So, I mean, Rogers isn't even a resident of Michigan. He lives in Florida. And that guy's running for Senate again. The biggest thing I'm looking at this from is your business perspective as a business owner, growing your business, expanding your business. I talked to a guy the other day and he goes, I don't know how Ian's doing it. And I said, what? And he goes, how in the heck did he buy a second location right now? We're struggling just to keep our business going. Can't find employees.
Yeah. It's all the way around. And the answer to that is somebody that knows how to deregulate. And I'm going to tell you, the attorney general is going to be in a very important, if the next governor does this right, they need to go after the APA, the Administrative Procedures Act, and because that entire executive branch and every single one of those executive branch agencies regulates so much in the state, and we've got to repeal those regulations. Now, some regulations are good. I'm not saying just get rid of all of them. You know, we don't want people just dumping waste into the lakes.
Right.
But there is so much over-regulation in Michigan, over-taxation. The waste and the fraud is insane, and we're seeing that now with the stuff coming out with MEDC and MEDF, I think is the other one. I mean, billions of dollars, taxpayer. You want to talk about why people under 35 can't buy a home? This is why. The lockdowns had a huge effect on people moving out of the cities in southern Michigan up here to northern Michigan and driving home prices through the roof. So, yeah, you are right. We need a governor in that chair that has some business acumen, but we also need somebody there that can hit the ground running and know how to take on that department agency heads and the mechanisms that the court system uses, the government court system. I'm not talking about our judicial system. I'm talking about all of these administrative hearings that happen, the Liquor Commission, the DNR, unemployment, civil rights department, DNR. I mean, these things are everywhere. And so much money is spent on these quote-unquote attorneys and judges. It's nonsense. And you are 100% correct. We got to have somebody that knows how to attack that system the same way that Trump and RFK and Tulsi and all those guys got in there and immediately started to affect change.
Yeah. I got a text message. Art up in Sheboygan says Ian is making so much sense. Ven says I couldn't agree with Ian more. Everything he said about Mackinac Island, and that is dead on. Question Art comes back with is Ian willing to explore a run for governor next year?
Yeah, you know, it's a great question. And honestly, between you, me, and everybody listening, I almost filed a couple of months ago.
Really?
And you know, we formed this political action committee, the Iron Pack. We've got a nonprofit organization that we're finalizing, the Iron Foundation. This conversation is great because this is exactly why I did almost file, is because we need somebody that can go after the APA. We need a business person in that chair, in that seat, in that governor's mansion down there. But I don't think it's me. I have a disdain for government that probably disqualifies me in a way to actually take on that job, I think.
Some would say, Ian, that's exactly why you need to do it, because you have this thing for government.
You're right. And that's exactly what people say back to me. But for me, it's a matter of process, right? And this is where I come back to somebody like an Eric Nesbitt, because he knows the processes of both of those chambers and how bills get crafted, put together, and they know how to coalesce a team. So whoever does get into that governor's mansion needs to be able to work with both those chambers to get good bills passed, but those bills need to be repealing stuff. You know, if we have to make a law in Michigan that every bill that's passed to get repealed, we should do that too.
Sure.
I'm just not sure that I'm that guy. I don't have a lot of patience. You know, the private world, we get to move at the pace that we want. In government, you move at the pace of government. And we don't always want government to move extra fast, especially when crafting new bills, which generally, anytime a bill is signed, it limits our liberty. So we don't necessarily want government to move fast, but in the executive branch, there sure are a lot of ways that we could move quickly and cut some pork fat.
Right.
And really get this engine moving in Michigan. I mean, we have fallen so far down the ladder. I mean, education is just in the dumpster. I mean, we literally have nowhere to go but up. So
yeah.
I have decided that I think I'm going to spend most of my time trying to help find that next candidate and boost that candidate up. I think that's where my time is best spent. And all the other stuff that I've been doing since 2020, I think I've been more effective doing that.
Yeah.
Than I have been or would be if I were to become an executive.
Well, we need to talk because I want to be part of that vetting process with you and finding the right candidate. And I want to work together as a team so that we can deliver a really good candidate for the folks to vote for in August primary next year. So I want you guys to go to the restaurants, eat, have a good time. IronPigSmoke.com is the website. Appreciate you, brother. We'll talk to you next week.
Appreciate the conversation as always, Trucker Eddie.
On the hour news break, we'll be right back.
This is Michigan.